as we are looking at these various texts, the one that I came back to this Sunday, which is not terribly surprising, I don't think, is the Romans text. And it seems especially fitting, especially appropriate in these days of pandemic and of physical distancing, which is practically physical isolation, let's be honest, that we think about what it means to be separate. A sermon title is simply separate with a question mark. And it's not so much what does separate mean? We know what that means. My hands are together, now they're separate. We can meet together, now we meet separately. That's pretty straightforward. But if we're looking at it more as a verb, separate, what might separate us from each other? Well, all kinds of things do. Already mentioned, physical distancing of a pandemic certainly moves us from each other, separates us from each other. We're also separated from each other by bad feelings, by grudges, by being hurt, and all those other things. But what might separate us from God? Well, we have a list to help us realize what will and what might not. And it's at the end of Romans 8, and it's a very familiar passage to many of us, and it's one that has brought considerable comfort at various times to me, where it says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And that is quite a list. All of those things that are there, which we don't look at that as an exhaustive list, that's an illustrative list that says everything that could possibly come up. These are the things that came to Paul as he was writing. None of those things will separate us from love of God that is in Christ Jesus, which means nothing will, which is good news, of course. Who wants to be separated from the love of God? Who wants to be separated from God at all? But does this mean that nothing bad will ever happen? Well, the answer is no. That isn't what it means. We live in a fallen world, whether we like it or not. We live in a world in which sin continues to hold considerable power over all sorts of things. Bad things will happen. There are pandemics. Many of us thought we'd never really live through one quite like this, but we are. People continue to die, even though we love them. We'll miss Gordon Cameron. We'll miss his wisdom, his humor. We'll miss all of those things that only he could provide. The funeral on Friday will be a celebration of his life, but it'll also be an opportunity for us to realize that our world, as I say at every funeral, our world is a slightly less good place. It's not as good as it was when Gordon Cameron was still here, or any of those people that we have loved who have gone before. Bad things, things we would never have chosen for ourselves, continue to happen. Does that mean that we are separated from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? No, it doesn't mean that. What it does mean is that ultimately everything will work out. And the problem with ultimately is that we don't get ultimately. We don't understand it. Our perspective is too small. It doesn't mean that we will always see it work out, because we probably won't. There are all kinds of things that we would never have chosen, that in the midst of them, we looked at them as being terrible. But when we look back, we see the good that came from them. And sometimes, at least for me, I'm not going to speak for everyone, of course, but for me, I look back and I say, I don't think I would have learned that lesson any other way. I don't think I'd be the person I am now in the ways that I value and that other people value if that thing wouldn't have happened. It's hard to imagine, when you're in the midst of it, that dropping out of high school before you're finished is a good thing. And it usually isn't. Well, it never is. But at the same time, God can take those sorts of things. And I use that one because it's a small example. But what that did for me is it enabled me to speak hope into the lives and worlds of people who wanted to go to college, had never finished high school. For good or bad reasons, it doesn't matter. And as they were in my office feeling hopeless about that, one of my most enjoyable moments when I was sitting in my office with another person, usually, well, frequently older than me, who knows what age they are compared to the way I am now. But one of the things that I really enjoyed when they were there talking about how difficult it was going to be and would they be able to make it and could they survive and could they get in, and I would lean over and say, no one in this room has finished high school. And you could see, it took them a moment to work it out, at least for most of the time. And then they had a spark of hope. Because then I said, I did not finish high school. And depending on the person, maybe I explained a bit of why. But I said, I still was able to be successful. That's a small thing, but that's something that we don't choose for ourselves or for our children, that they drop out of high school, because it doesn't make anything easier. I mean, it doesn't mean that nothing will work, but it sure doesn't make anything in your life easier. But God brought good out of that. And I was able to see that. It happened within my frame of reference, within my perspective. But what about those other things that I haven't seen the good from yet? Today, it's a year ago. Today, July 26th. We had the funeral service for my father-in-law, for Heather's dad. I learned so much from Jim. He was such an important part of our lives. He wasn't a distant father and father-in-law and grandfather and great-grandfather. He wasn't indifferent to his descendants. He loved them and he spent time with them and he enjoyed them and he helped us see that we were valued, all of those things. I'm still waiting for the good from there. I'm still waiting to see how that will ultimately work out. But the fact that I can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It means that my perspective might be too short. And later, perhaps it will make sense and I will be able to say that's the good that came from there. I can't really see it yet. It's too soon. But I have confidence that there will be good eventually. And even more, at this point, I know that that loss, profound and painful and terrible as it was and is, has not separated me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Jim's passing, Gordon's passing, doesn't mean that I am not loved. It's not punishment for me or for anyone. What it is it's one of those things. And in the midst of it, God still loves me and loves you and loves all of us. Because sometimes we get this idea that life is just long and painful and tiresome until we finally die. And then it'll all make sense. Then everything will be fixed. And yes, everything will be fixed. When the end of all things arrive for us as a planet or as us as individuals, well, then things will make sense. When we see God face to face, whatever that looks like exactly, then it will make sense. But we don't have to wait until then. We don't have to wait until we're dead for things to be fixed, because in this fallen world, fallen as it is, there are still all kinds of things, moments of glory and beauty and loveliness, even in the midst of painful things. We don't have to wait until we see God face to face, however that works, for us to have this deep sense of the reality of the goodness of God. Because we're not separated from that love. Or it may be tempting to say that if God really loved us, these things wouldn't happen. And there's nothing wrong with feeling that way, because feelings are what they are. And to say you're not feeling something you are just isn't helpful. Sometimes we do feel that way. But it doesn't change the reality that we're still loved. In the same way, in a much smaller way, when we discipline our children or grandchildren and they're angry with us, if they're like some of my brothers, or even willing to say out loud, "I don't love you at all, I hate you," to the disciplining parent, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the love. God loves us always, because nothing on that list and nothing anywhere ever can separate us from the love of God. It's found in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're celebrating communion today as a reminder of the profound and untold love that God has for us. Not untold, untellable in its entirety. There's so much love there that we see it and we feel it and we live and move in it, but there's always more. The terrible things in our lives, and there are terrible things in just about everyone's life, aren't there to separate us from the love of God. Jesus Christ is with us through the power of the Holy Spirit living within us and helping us to move through these moments. Not because we've been forgotten, not because we're unloved, but because this is the reality of living in a fallen world. We don't understand why God doesn't fix all of these things. Maybe we never will. Maybe we won't even when we see God face to face. But the fact that we don't understand something doesn't mean that we don't understand anything. And when I don't understand why things happen, why people die, why accidents happen, why people get sick, why people don't get the jobs they deserve, when people are treated differently because of the color of their skin or what they believe or who they love or where they're from, all of those things are true, but none of those will separate us from the love of God. It is found in Christ Jesus our Lord, which transcends all of the ills of this world, all of the evil. Not taking it away, not making it disappear, not making us not see it, but being with us through it. Jesus, who came to suffer and die and rise again for us, is with us in all of those things through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Absolutely nothing. And that's where I find my comfort, even in these days of loss and separation, difference, and things I never would have chosen. Amen.